Sitaram Jaya, Sitaram, Sitaram Jaya, Sitaram. Ram Jai Nai Ram Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai 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 Ram Radhupati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Pati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Raghupati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramahacharya. Also Tera Sitashi Shima, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Gosami, Srila Prabhupada Kichai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kichai, Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Kichai, Namacharya Srivadas Thakur Kichai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Garadha Subhasiti Gaur Bhakta Vrindikajaya Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gop Gopata Sayam Kund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Janadavasami Kijai Yavunamai Kijai Shimani Lasadevi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajaya Gaur All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Omaganatimananda Shaganjana Slakaya Chaksur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So today is the glorious appearance day, or the celebration, commemoration of the glorious appearance day of Sita Devi, the consort of Lord Ramchandra. So a little bit about who Sita Devi is, her ontological position. So we know the original Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Srimati Radharani. And all the other Shaktis expand from Srimati Radharani. She's known as the Adi Shakti of the Lord. And so you have the Lakshmis and the different expansions of Srimati Radharani. Of course, the Gopis, the Astasakis, and then the Lakshmis, the other Gopis, etc., like that. And so Sita Devi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And, of course, as an expansion of Srimati Radharani, she is the consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, especially in the incarnation of Sri Ram. And in her pastimes, which occurred in the Treta Yuga, she appeared as the daughter of Bhumi Devi. Bhumi Devi, of course, is the goddess of the earth planet. And the Ramayana is actually mostly the story of Sita Devi, although it's the story of Ram too. And it's described in the Sanskrit that the Ramayana is called Sita Ayu Charitam Mahat, which means the great story of Sita Devi. So her appearance is as follows. She appeared in the kingdom of Mathila, and her father's name was Janaka. But how she appeared was quite interesting. First of all, let's talk about Janaka. The kingdom of Mathila is a very interesting kingdom because it's called Mathila because the word Mathila indicates churning. Now, why does it indicate churning? Because of one of King Nimi's, one of Janaka's ancestors known as King Nimi. King Nimi was wanting to chant Hare Krishna and do a Vaishnava sacrifice. And what happened is that his guru, Vasishtha Muni, said, wait a few minutes, or wait a few days, or wait a few months, and let me come first to perform that sacrifice for you. But right now I have to go to the demigods to perform a sacrifice for them. And King Nimi was thinking, why should I wait for Guru Maharaj to come? Krishna consciousness is always auspicious. I should be performing the sacrifice right now. So we went and performed the sacrifice. Guru Maharaj, Vasishtha Muni, came back, and guess what happened? He cursed his disciple. He cursed King Nimi, die, become near Deha, and King Nimi cursed his Guru Maharaj, saying, you should die too, Guru Maharaj, and you should become near Deha. And so they both became dead near Deha. And King Nimi's body was preserved in oil, later on brought out of the oil, and the Brahmanas wanted to bring him back to life. Not like the present system that, let's say, Walt Disney used when they froze his body and later on became defrosted. But they were able to bring him back to life, and King Nimi, by the mercy of the demigods, King Nimi said, I don't want to be back to life. I want to go back to home, back to Godhead. And so then what happened is that the Brahmanas let him go again, but then they were thinking, we need a king. So they genetically engineered his body and got the first king, who was known as Janaka, Janaka the First. And so the Janaka is the father of Sita Devi, is like the Janaka, the whatever, 10th or 9th or whatever. I don't remember the number, and it's not mentioned in the Ramayana. So what happened is that once upon a time, Janaka, the father of Sita Devi, was plowing land. And the tip of the plow hit this box. And in this box, there was a little baby girl. And he adopted the little baby girl. It was a golden box, actually, a golden casket. And he adopted the little girl as his daughter. Actually, it had not had another daughter at that particular juncture. But right after Sita Devi was discovered by Janaka Maharaj, then Janaka Maharaj had an actual daughter, and that actual daughter's name was Ermila, not Mother Ermelinda we have here in North Carolina, fortunately. So Janaka saw that this girl was very special to Sita Devi. Of course, Ermila was also special too. And one thing that really impressed him was that as she was growing up, she was very playful, like most young girls. And one day she was playing near a bow that was given to him by Parashuram, and it was the bow of Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva's bow. So as she was playing near the bow, and this bow could not be moved by, let's say, less than 100 or 200 men. And the only way they could move it was by rolling it on the ground. You know, that's how heavy it was. So as she was playing near the bow, one of her little balls that she was playing with got stuck somewhere, and she thought, well, let me use the bow to actually get that ball out. And so she picked up the bow with one hand as if it were a feather and got the ball out. And everyone was shocked. All the guards, they called for King Janaka. Janaka, come and see what your daughter has done. And they saw what she had done, and Janaka thought, she's very special. Because she was able to lift a bow that even 200 men couldn't lift. So then Janaka decided the person who will marry her, because it's the father's duty to find a nice husband for his daughter. Actually, it's very important in the Vedic system to do that. Actually, Prabhupada tells some stories in his own married life, how his wife was basically threatening to commit suicide at one particular juncture because Prabhupada had not found a husband for her and his daughter. So anyway, so Janaka was thinking the person who was going to marry Sita Devi should actually be able to lift the bow, and not only lift the bow, but string the bow. And so he arranged this ceremony called a Swayamvara. Swayamvara basically means the girl chooses her husband. The girl actually has an option to reject someone who can complete the task too. That happened in the case of Draupadi, where Karna was actually going to compete. So that's why it means Swayamvara. Swayamvara means she picks her own. So anyway, so many princes came. I know in the movie it shows them all coming at one time, but in the Valmiki Ramayana, which I'm making reference to, they came one by one, not all at the same time. The movie made it more dramatic, but they were all there. And Ravana was there too, but it's not a case. So they came, and they were all unsuccessful. Even they could not pick up the bow. And so Janaka was wondering, is my daughter going to remain husbandless? And that's actually a disaster in the Vedic culture for a girl to not have a husband. So what happened is that once upon a time, Vishvamitra Muni was touring along with Ram and Lakshman. And touring means that previously Ram and Lakshman had actually protected his sacrifice from Marich and Sabahu. And that's another story in Ramayana. And so they came, that is, Vishwamitra Muni, Ram and Lakshman, they came to Mithila. And Vishwamitra Muni told Ram that you should try to lift the bow and string the bow. So what happened is that Ram picked up the bow, not only picked it up, went to string the bow, and when he went to string the bow broke. Actually, it's described in the Ramayana and the Puranas that he didn't break the bow actually broke itself. The reason the bow broke itself was because the bow was the bow of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva's bow did not want to be used in a fight against Lord Shiva's devotee later on, who was Ravan, our friend Ravan. Okay, so therefore it was arranged that Ram would marry Sita Devi, and also that Lakshman would marry Urmila. And then Bharata and Shatrughna married the two cousins of Sita Devi and Urmila. So it was a very joyful situation. And eventually they went back to Ayodhya, which was the kingdom of Ram. And when they went back to Ayodhya, Dasarath, feeling himself aged, which he was quite aged. Dasarath was called Dasarath because he could fight in 10 directions or with 10 chariots simultaneously. So he was quite an adept fighter. So Dasarath felt himself quite old, and he thought, well, I have to arrange for this next king to come. And there was this law of primogeniture at that time. Primogeniture means that the oldest son, generally the oldest son, if he's qualified, will become the next king. So it's not exactly like North Korea. I'm not going to comment on the politics. The king had to be qualified and had to be chosen by the Brahmins too, not just by his father. I was listening to a class that Srila Prabhupada was giving this morning while I was doing my Didi Puja. And Prabhupada said, interestingly enough, that the executive head would be a Kshatriya of the government. And the Brahmanas would be like the senators. I never heard that description before. Brahmanas would be the senators. Of course, that means they wouldn't get elected and they wouldn't get any salary, but they would be able to give unbiased advice to the king or to the president, whatever. So, anyway, so what happened is that during the time that Dasarath decided to give the kingdom to Ram, to enthrone him as the next king, a very interesting thing occurred. One thing is that Bharata and Shatrughna had gone off to visit their uncle. So they weren't in the kingdom at that time. So Dasarath informed Ram, you're going to become the king the next day. We're going to install you as the king or the regent, you know, the next king. And Ram was very happy. Ram told Sita. Sita was very happy. Kausalya, who was Ram's mother, was very happy. And even Kaikeyi, there were two other ladies who were married to Dasarath, Kaikeyi and Sumitra. Kaikeyi was very happy about it. Kaikeyi was Bart's mother. However, right after this was announced, Kaikeyi met with this interesting lady named Mantra, who was actually the nurse, Bart's nurse, and had been with Kaikeyi, technically speaking, her whole life. And Mantra was very upset with the enthronement of Ram. And she began to change the mind of Kaikeyi. And very interesting interlude, which we'll tell some other time, but this is the story of Sita Devi. So she changed the mind of Kaikeyi, and Kaikeyi insisted, using boons that had previously been given to her by Dasarath, insisted that Ram and Lakshman, or just Ram, sorry, should be exiled to the forest for 14 years. And specifically, she mentioned the Dandakaranya forest. Dandakaranya means the forest of austerities, like danda. You hear the word danda, which means a stick. So she was insisting that, and of course, Dasarath didn't like the idea, but he had to accept because he had made the promise and he was dharmic. And eventually, Ram agrees with her and agrees with Dasarath. He's not fighting against them. He's an obedient son. And he goes to tell his mother. He tells his mother, Kausalya. And then he goes to tell Sita Devi. He tells Sita Devi, you should stay back and take care of our mothers, the three of them. Take care of our mothers while I go to the forest. And Sita Devi gets really upset at that particular point. And mentions something very, very interesting. She says that a wife should never be separated from her husband. And how can you go without me? If you go without me, I'm going to leave my body, you know, so many things, because she was so attached to Lord Ram. She said, actually, in your protection, being in the forest will be like a vacation, basically. And Ram was describing the tigers and the lions and the elephants and all the creatures that were there. And Sita Devi said, you'll protect me, there's no problem. And then Lakshman also insisted upon going with Ram. So they went to the forest. The first thing they went to, first place they went to was a place called Chitrakoot. This is before they went to the Dandakaranya forest. And eventually they went to the Dandakaranya forest, and the sages there asked Ram and Lakshman to take care of all the wild animals that were attacking them, and to take care of the Rakshasas who were eating the sages at that point. And Ram started to carry his bow with him all the time. And Sita Devi began to preach to Ram about nonviolence. It's a very interesting interlude in the Valmiki Ramayana. She said to him, Arya Putra, that means, Arya means like high class people, the son of high class people. You're carrying this bow with you all the time, and you're going to kill some innocent Rakshasas. Even she was feeling compassion for the Rakshasas. And you're going to lose your position as someone who's compassionate, someone who's equipoised, because when you carry a weapon, that weapon will actually instill in you the desire to commit violence. Very interesting. And you see that, you know, I remember when I was young, my parents gave me a toy gun. And, you know, after I got a toy gun, what did I do? Boom, boom, you're dead. Because I didn't kill anybody. But still, you have that impetus to do that when you have some sort of weapon in your hand. It's not, you know, and somehow or other takes over your consciousness. Of course not with Ram. And then Sita Devi told Ram a very interesting story. She said, once upon a time, there was a Brahmin who was becoming very powerful by his austerities. And as he was becoming very powerful by his austerities, the demigods started to worry about him. Because they thought, especially Indra thought, that this particular Brahmin was going to take over the heavenly planet because he was becoming very austere, and that was the reason for the Brahmin's austerities. And so Indra, what he did, instead of sending down some dancing girls like he normally does, he gave the Brahmin a bow. And then the Brahmin, having the bow, you know, just got real proud and started committing violence, the Brahmin fell down. So it's an interesting interlude here. And Ram said to Sita Devi, don't worry about it. I'm perfectly capable of controlling my senses. And plus, I have to defend these sages from the Rakshasas. So then, after being in Chitrakoot, they went to another place called Panchavati. Panchavati, that means five. Which is part of the Dandakaranya forest. Okay. So, let's see. This is very interesting interlude. So they live very comfortably in the Dandakaranya forest. Right near the Dandakaranya forest, there's this nice river, the Godavari River. And it was a beautiful scene. There were birds chirping and fruits and flowers in abundance. And everything was going very well. However, one thing happened that really broke their peace was that there's this very beautiful Rakshasini named Sarpanaka. I'm speaking facetiously, sarcastically, who was floating in the air. And basically the Rakshasas, they ate people. So she was floating in the air and she smelled Ram and Lakshman, you know, and Sita, Prasadam. And so she looked down and she saw Ram and Lakshman, and she saw Ram especially, and she just fell in love with Ram. She wanted to marry Ram. So she came down changed her form. She had gotten the benediction from worshiping Lord Brahma, that she could change her form at any time, look like anything she wanted to look like. She changed her form to that of a very beautiful, gorgeous lady that nobody could resist. And she went to Ram, and she did whatever ladies do, which I don't know, being a sannyasi. She went to Ram and said, "Hi. And I love you. Will you marry me?" You know, pretty direct there. So Ram said, "Well, there's a problem. I got my wife here. It's not going to work out. But, you know, my brother here, Lakshman, his wife is not with him. And he's really nice, too." So she went to him. She said, "Lakshman." And Lakshman said, "How will you be satisfied being the wife of a servant? You're always going to have to serve Ram and Lakshman if you're my wife. I'm sure if you go back to Ram, he will soon forget that sunken, wasted lady," you know, referring to Sita because she had a thin waist. She was known as Sumajima. Sumajima means a nice waist. That's actually a name for a pretty girl, Sumajima. Nice waisted girl. You know what I mean? You can put your, I can't do it with my waist, but you can put your fingers around your waist like that. That's a nice waist. I don't think anyone in America can do that. So she was Sumajima. And so then she went back to, Sarpanaka went back to Ram and Sita. And eventually she got very angry, understanding she was being teased. She got very angry, and she thought, "I want to kill Sita Devi." And Ram said to Lakshman, "Do something." Lakshman came and lopped off her nose and ears and other parts of the body, again I mentioned here, and she went away screaming. And she went away screaming, and she went to her like half brothers, Karandusha, and complained about what had happened to her. They sent 14 giants to attack Ram. Ram killed them all with one arrow. Then, after that, they sent 14,000 rakshasas, and Ram killed them all by firing his bewilderment arrow, which caused every one of the rakshasas to think that the other rakshasa was Ram. You know, that's the best way to kill someone, create dissension. So, you know, he fires his arrow, "Oh, you're wrong." So the rakshasas killed themselves. And then he killed Karandusha. I'm just telling everybody real quickly here. And then Karandusha died, but Sarpanaka didn't die. And Sarpanaka eventually went back and talked to Ravan, who had previously been informed about the situation by one of the other soldiers who had been there, the Rakshasa soldiers, who had seen the whole scene. So eventually, Ravan, to make a long story short, decides to kidnap Sita Devi because Sarpanaka had told Ravan how beautiful Sita Devi was, and also Sarpanaka had lied, saying that she had come down to Ram, Lakshman, and Sita to kidnap Sita for Ravan. So she was lying. And the reason for that is because Sarpanaka, boy, I'm trying to tell too much of the Ramayana this morning. So Sarpanaka was actually angry with Ravan because Ravan had killed her husband previously. That's the reason why Sarpanaka was in Janmashtan, in the Dandakaranya forest. Because when Ravan had gone down to the netherworlds to conquer the netherworlds, he had killed Sarpanaka's husband, who was the king of the netherworlds. And Sarpanaka really wanted to get rid of Ravan. She hated Ravan because her husband was killed by Ravan. Anyway, so this whole thing of Sarpanaka instigating Ravan to kidnap Sita Devi was done out of revenge, out of a mode of revenge. Okay, so Then what happened is that Robin enlisted the help of his uncle, Moriche, who had previously been thrown in the ocean by Ram's arrow when Moriche was trying to destroy the sacrifice of Vishwamitra Muni. So he went to his uncle, Moriche, and said, you know, please, I need your help. Become a deer. Lure Ram and Lakshman away from the hermitage so that I can kidnap Sita Devi. Now, in the meantime, Ram knew what was happening. And when Lakshman was not in the hermitage, he arranged for Sita Devi to be taken by the fire god, Agni, to protect her. And he arranged for a shadow, Chaya Sita, or a expansion of Sita, to actually take Sita's place, like a replica or clone or whatever you may call it. It's called Maya Sita or Chaya Sita. Chaya means like a shadow. So Chaya Sita took the actual Sita's place. The real Sita was with Agni, the fire god. And so then eventually we know the story that Ram chases after this golden deer, which had attracted Sita Devi. He shoots the golden deer. The golden deer, who is actually Moriche, as he is dying, cries out, Lakshman, Lakshman, save me! And Sita Devi insists that Lakshman leave her and go to, not the real Sita Devi, the Maya Sita, and goes to save Ram. And Ram, of course, doesn't need any saving. So Lakshman leaves after being chastised, basically, by Maya Sita. I'll just use the word Sita. You understand it's Maya Sita. Being chastised by Sita, he goes. How does she chastise him? She says, you're actually staying here because you're interested in me. You know, Lakshman is completely disturbed by that. And so then Ravan comes on this airplane, which is actually not the Pushpaka Vimana. It's a airplane that's pulled by asses with human heads. That means donkeys with human heads. Really horrendous. I mean, Rakshasas, the description of Rakshasas in the Valmiki Ramayana is quite explicit, you know, as far as sometimes their heads coming out of their stomach, their heads are coming out of their rear ends. You know, it's completely disgusting creatures. So Ravan comes, puts Sita Devi, remember it's Maya Sita, puts her on the chariot. Jatayu comes, and Jatayu attacks Ravan and seems to be winning in the beginning. But then Ravan takes his Chandra Haas after Jatayu has destroyed the chariot and the horses, the donkeys, the human heads. And Ravan chops off the wings of Jatayu. Jatayu is lying there dying. So then Ravan, on his own power, using his own Rakshasa mystic power, grabs hold of Sita Devi. I don't think I need to say that again. But grabs hold of Sita Devi, and he flies through the air back to Lanka on his own power. And while he's flying through the air, Sita Devi drops off her jewelry as they're crossing over Mount Rishimukh. Mount Rishimukh is where Sugriva and the monkeys and Hanuman are. So she drops that off and cries out, oh, forest dwellers, please tell Ram where I am. And then she ends up in Lanka. Okay. So she's there in Lanka. She's in the Ashok Grove in Lanka. Remember, it's Maya Sita. And Ravan tries to entice her in different ways and even threatens her. He said, you know, you got 1 year to live, and if you don't give in to me, then basically you're going to be prasad. Not prasad, but you're going to be my food. I'm going to eat you. So Sita is like crying the whole time, Ram, Ram, Ram. And this was, it's really an emotional part of the story. Even Maya Sita, of course, Maya Sita crying out the names of Ram, Ram, Ram falls in love with Ram, and she wants to marry Ram. But later on, Ram says to her, I can't marry you because I've taken this vow of Ekapatni Vrata. But I will marry you in a future incarnation, which he does and when he appears as Balaji. So, then, okay, so Sita's it. Let me go a little ahead in the story. Okay, so then Ram is looking for Sita, feeling completely bereft. Every time he hears a bird chirping or he goes into the Pampa forest right before he reaches Sugriva in Mount Rishimukh, he's crying, remembering Sita, 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 and Sita's crying, Ram, 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 Ram. Eventually he meets Sugriva and Hanuman and gets the help of Sugriva and Hanuman, who eventually find Sita Devi. Hanuman finds Sita Devi in the Ashok Grove in Lanka. And he enlists the monkeys and the bears in crossing the ocean to rescue Sita Devi. And then there's this whole fight between the Rakshasas and Ram and his army. And eventually, so long story short, make a long story short, Ram wins. And after winning, he says to Hanuman and Sugriva, excuse me, he says, you can call Sita Devi back. I want to see her now. And so they arrange a palanquin for Sita Devi to come back to see Ram. And right before they reach Ram, actually, there's one interesting thing. Yeah, there's another point that I forgot right now. Ram tells Sita Devi to decorate herself before she comes back. You know, ornaments and everything like that. And Sita Devi doesn't want to do that. She just wants to come back and see Ram. She's so enthusiastic. So anyway, she's on the palanquin right before she reaches Ram. All the monkeys and bears and even the Rakshasas, they want to see the person for whom the whole battle was fought. So they're really enthusiastic in surrounding her palanquin. And Ram says, let her come out of the palanquin, let them see her. And they say, well, she's a chaste lady. She shouldn't come out of the palanquin. And Ram says her chastity will protect her. So she comes out of the palanquin. And Ram says to her, first thing he says to her, I just did this to rescue you, to protect my honor. Now, lady, you can go anywhere you want. And so everybody is completely, wow, what's happening? This whole battle was fought to save Sita Devi. The love between Sita and Ram is so intense. And now he's just saying you can go anywhere you want. And Lakshman is completely bereft. Hanuman doesn't know what's happening. And Sita Devi says, and this is from Valmiki, remind, Lakshman, make a pyre, a pile of wood, and I'm going to enter into the fire. And Ram says, yes, follow her advice, do what she says. And so everybody is saying, oh my God, what kind of king or what kind of person is Ram allowing his wife to be burned right in front of him? So the fire starts. And Sita Devi marches into the fire, and out of the fire comes Agni Dev and the real Sita Devi. And then Ram accepts her back at that particular point. So you're thinking, you know, oh, it has a happy ending, Ramayan, Jai, happy ending. So, but it's not quite like that. So they go back to Ayodhya, and there, of course, there's the ceremony, like a Diwali is called. You know, Diwali means lights all over the place. To receive Ram and Sita back in Ayodhya. Not much time to tell the story. So they get back to Ayodhya and things seem to be going nice for some time. And then after a while, some people start talking and saying different things critical of Rama, particularly there's a washerman. And the washerman says to his wife, who had gone to see her friends or something like that, but she'd come back late, "I'm not going to accept you back. I'm not like that Ram who accepts his wife back after she's been in the house of some man." And so what happens at that point, is that one of Ram's spies tell him that, and Ram actually puts on the guise of an ordinary person to see what's happening, and he sees that people are talking like that, and then he tells Lakshman, "Send Sita Devi to the forest and just drop her off." And Lakshman goes, "Oh my God." So anyway, and she's pregnant. And Lakshman doesn't have the heart to tell her that he's going to drop her off. He just tells her, "We're going for a little ride before you give birth in the forest." So they go for a ride in the forest, and she gets off of the chariot, and he says, "You're staying here, lady." And then he explains the whole thing, and he's crying. And Sumantra, who is like the prime minister, is crying, and they can't stand it. They leave Sita Devi in the forest. And right next to the ashram of Valmiki Muni, and she goes there and, of course, gives birth to Lav and Kush, her two sons. And their stories, there are different stories of what happened in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. One of the stories is that the brahmacharis in the ashram of Valmiki Muni were actually thinking that this lady is not chaste. They didn't know who she was. They didn't know she could see her. You know, she's had two kids. She just came from the forest. Who knows who she is? And they gave a test to see the Devi because previously there was a pigeon who was tested by the male pigeon for her chastity, and she had to fly over this whole lake, which was like 80 miles long. So Sita Devi had to actually go over the lake. It's called the Shivi Shagara. She had to go over the lake without getting wet. And she did, because of her chastity. And then the brahmacharis accepted her. Lav and Kush were there, and they learned the Ramayana from Valmiki, who was the author of the Ramayana, and they chanted the Ramayana. And they went to Ayodhya and chanted the Ramayana in Ayodhya for Lord Ram, and Lord Ram was very happy to hear that. And then he finally was told that they were his two sons. And Valmiki Muni went to Ram and said, "You should accept Sita Devi back." How can I tell all this? A few minutes. "You should accept Sita Devi back. She's chaste." Sita Devi came back, and Ram said to her, "You have to vow to your own chastity." And she said, "This is too much." And she said, "I'm not going to be insulted again. My dear mother, Mother Earth," because she appeared from the earth, she said, "Save me from this crazy place. Take me away." And so the earth opened up, and the earth goddess was there and said to Sita Devi, "Come with me." And she went down to the earth, and the earth closed up, and Sita Devi disappeared from this material world in this way. And Ram was so angry, he was getting ready with his bow and arrow to destroy the whole earth, to destroy the whole universe. But then he was told by the demigods, "You know, this is your pastime." So anyway, so was, we have to greet the deities now. Sorry about that. Anyway, we can finish afterwards. So anyway, for those online, we'll finish afterwards a little bit. Tune in after we greet the deity. Sorry about that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We'll leave it online for that particular time so you can. It would be nice to put the deities online too. Let's see if I can do that. All right, Jai Radha Gulopananda. Govinda, I Purusha, Govinda, I Purusha,
Thank you. I'm not sure that
Charya Shrihidas Thakur Gijaya Rem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shibasadi Gol Bhakta Pasadi Gijaya Sri Sri Radhakrishna Go Bhagavata Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijaya Vrindavan Gijaya Maturam Kijai, Jagannath Sami, Kijai, Yamunamai, Kijai, Shimani Lassi, Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru, Gauranga, Shimulamai, Kijai. Okay, so we will read. Translation. The night has come to an end, and the light of dawn is entering. O Jiva soul, arise and give up your sleep. Chant the holy name of Lord Guru, giver of liberation, enemy of demon Mora, supreme enjoyer, all attractive, and high Deva, horse-headed incarnation. Not a single half man, half lion incarnation, Amana, or Brahmana incarnation, killer of demon Mora. Beloved son of Raja's ruler, beautifully dark complexion, slayer of witch Putana, destroyer of demon Kaitava, and victorious son of Dashrath, Lord Ram. Darling of Yashoda, giver of pleasure to cows, land, and spiritual senses, cow prepared, Lord of Vrindavan, the gopi's beloved, lover of Radhika, and most beautiful in all the worlds, cause of demon's foulest demise is Lord Ram. Butter, robber of dopey girl's clothes, young coward's man of Raj, protector of the other coward boys, thief of hearts, and flute carrier. Worshipped by the best of the yogis, Nanda's joy, boomer of all fears for the people of Raj, colored like a fresh rain cloud,
enchanting in form and charming while wandering in the land of Luke. To show his joy, vanquisher of demon king Kansa, enjoyer of the rasa dance among the forest groves, and especially under the kadamba trees and resident of the woods of Vrindavan. Increasing the ecstasy of his devotees, a reservoir of all love, entrancing the Cupid, he uses his flower arrows to increase the loving desires of the gopis, the pleasure in the hearts of all coward women and men, and the abode of all other qualities. The life of the Yamuna River, always absorbed in amorous pastimes and the moon of the mind, which is like my moonlight, feeding the quarter bird, heed my words of mine, these holy names are full of nectar and mellows, therefore sing the glories of your son.
I look at any of you, God.
So we can continue with our discussion. No, we should have a continuation of class. So, it's a festival. So, sorry for those of you online who have to see the deities. So, here we are. So, we were talking about the pastimes of Lord Ram and Sita Devi, and Sita Devi entering into the earth, planet. And so, just one thing I wanted to mention was the manifestation of the Vipralamba, or the intense separation between Sita and Ram. It's not like the intense separation that one experiences in this material world, in which the lover and the beloved are definitely separated. But when there is intense separation in the spiritual realm between Krishna and Radha, or between Sita and Ram, there's actual connection. This is the nature, just like when we're chanting the Lord's holy names, we're connected with the Lord. So when we remember the Lord, we're connected with the Lord. In the material realm, when we remember someone, we're not actually connecting with them. They may be actually thinking and doing something completely different. There's no spiritual connection, unless the person happens to be a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these pastimes of separation between Sita and Rama reflected also in the pastimes between Radha and Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan when he was 16 years old, some acharyas say 12 years old, but anyway, and left the gopis bereft for so many years, as reflected in the pastimes of when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home. And he was only 24 years old. His wife was 16 years old. And she was feeling separation. His mother was feeling separation for the rest of the manifest pastimes. So this separation should not be seen from a material perspective. It's actually completely spiritual, and it is connection. It is a more intense form of connection. Try to understand that. So anyway, so we told a lot of pastimes today. So any questions by anyone? All right, we'll take someone here first. Okay.
Yeah, you had mentioned she had gone, the earth opened up and she had gone into the earth.
Yeah.
To get away from, you know,
this whole scene where she was offended.
The American Indians had what's known as the underworld, which is under the level of the earth.
Yeah.
Same.
No, it's a little bit different. The underworld actually has demoniac creatures in it. This is actually Bhumi. Bhumi is the personification of the earth. So she is, just like any scientist, they have this thing called the Gaia hypothesis. In the Gaia hypothesis, they consider the earth to be a person, and the earth is a person. If we don't interact properly with the earth as a person, the earth will treat us as invaders or as microbes or as viruses, as the case may be. And the earth has a perfect vaccination to get rid of us. Different means, different protective systems like earthquakes, diseases like that. So, So let's take questions from people online. Does anyone online have a question? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question, please. It's Kishori Dasi from Australia.
I can tell because your name is there, but we'd like to see your smiling
face. Oh, okay. I'll see if I can.
All right, so what's your question?
My question is that when Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, then she was very emotional, and she was started accusing Lakshman of just wanting to stay with her, and she said at that time that I can't stay with any other man except for Lord Ram. So I was just wondering why was she with the fire god? Why didn't she go to Mother Earth when Ram was, when the real Sita was taken
the question is, why did the real Sita go with the fire god rather than to Mother Earth?
Yeah. When she, I understand she was really emotional when she was accusing Lakshman, but then I was, just thinking that, well...
No, but that was the Maya Sita who was accusing Lakshman.
That was okay.
That wasn't the real Sita, because the exchange had happened. The exchange actually happened after Ram killed the 14,000 Rakshasas and Karan Dusha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before that whole deer pastime occurred, the exchange actually happened.
Okay.
So that was Maya Sita, and she was putting on an act. She had a mission, and her mission was to arrange for herself to be kidnapped. And she was aware of that mission because she was given that task when the real Sita was taken by Agni Dev. And the question is, why was Agni Dev given the real Sita rather than Mother Earth given the real Sita? That was for the pastime's sake, so the Sita could enter into the fire later
on. Yeah.
Because the fire is purifying. So it's a tradition, or not just a tradition, it's a fact that when you put something in the fire, it gets purified. So it's just like you see, ladies like yourself who are so chaste, if your husband passes away, you jump into a fire, right, for sure?
No.
Everybody can hear you. So,
including my husband.
Oh, my God. How long will that marriage last? Anyway, so you ladies, that's part of the... I mean, it's part of the Indian culture. The ladies would jump into the fire and smoke a sati, right? And so fire is considered purifying, and in order to display Sita's purity, it was required that Sita would enter, the Maya Sita would enter the fire, and the real Sita would come out. And that's why she didn't go to the earth goddess. Okay, any other questions?
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Hey. And Lady Kant, good to see you. What's up?
Gurudev, does real Sita lives with Durgama while she is taken by...
No, she's taken by the fire god. She's not living with Durga.
I heard it in one of the kathas. They said...
it's not in the Valmiki Ramayana.
No.
What I'm talking about, all the references I give, the stories I give, from the Valmiki Ramayana. There's a lot of stuff in the Ramacharitamanasas or in other Ramayans that are in other places in India. There's a Telugu Ramayana. There's Ramayans in every state of India, many Ramayans in every state of India. So actually based originally on the Valmiki Ramayana.
And some of these, separation.
Wait a second. Some of these Ramayans are actually not precisely accurate, just like there's a television Ramayana.
Yeah.
So you see the television Ramayana, which is based on the original Ramayana, it's not precisely accurate. There's a lot of details that have been changed for dramatic purposes. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like, you know, dramatic performance, bringing out the mood of the Ramayana. So the details may not be precisely accurate in the different Ramayans. And the information I'm giving is coming from the Valmiki Ramayana, which actually I just finished reading it.
Yes, for
about third or fourth time.
Okay. Thank you, Gurudev.
That Dowji's there from Australia. Dr. Dowji. Good to see you. Anyone else have a question? Let's say someone in the audience here. We got
Hare Krishna Gurudev. Please accept my condolences, Gurudev.
Oh, okay. Chaitanya Balava. Okay, ask a question.
Gurudev, I have one question and one clarification.
Yeah.
No? Like one question and one clarification, Gurudev. Like when like in right, because I was listening to some katha with some devotees, they were mentioning that when like Hanuman went to meet Sita in Lanka, so that time when he gave like Sita gave Ambi Abhignavan this ring to show to Rama, that time he asked Hanuman said to Sita, Hanuman, Lord knows everything, he knows you are here, everything, but still why you are giving, because he knows. Then Sita Devi explains that because I offended Lakshmana when Maya Bruga was being just chased by Rama, I doubted him. Because of that reason, Lord Rama didn't came here. So you, for that reason only, I'm giving this and you go and give back. Then when Hanuman went and gave back.
Close flower, it's hard, really hard to understand what you're saying.
No, Gurudev, like when Hanuman went to meet Sita, when he met her and he gave Rama's items, what Rama gave to see, to show to Sita if he meets. So that time Sita in return, she also gives one kangan, the chudamani.
She gave something, right.
But that time Hanuman asked Sita, he's a Lord, so Rama knows everything. He knows you are here. So you are in this trouble, everything he knows, but still why are you giving this one? Then Sita explains like that. Devotees are explaining this katha. Sita explains that when Maya Bruga, that deer was, Rama was chasing the deer, that time I doubted Lakshmana. I doubted the Lakshmana because I offended Lakshmana. That's the reason Lord didn't came. That's the reason I'm giving. And when you go to meet, when you show this one to Rama, you first offer my obeisance to Lakshmana and Rama both. Then only will come. Then when Hanuman goes there, and when he first offers from Sita side for Lakshmana and then Rama both, then Rama says that, yeah, now it's time to save Sita. Like that,
right.
I
understand your question. However, that's not there in the Valmiki Ramayana. It may have happened, but it's not there in the Valmiki Ramayana. Okay, I just want to have questions about the Valmiki Ramayana. So, any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Oh, that's Parameshwar. Can everyone hear? Okay, you can hear now.
Yes, Gurudev.
I couldn't hear the last one either. Okay, so yeah, Parameshwar, what do you have to say?
Gurudev, like there's a separation in the material platform and the separation in the spiritual platform. So what is the difference?
Okay, let me answer.
Separation in material platform.
In the spiritual platform, there's no separation because when you're actually thinking of someone, meditating on them, chanting their name, they're there. On the material platform, when you're thinking of someone, chanting their name, even we are with them and holding their hand, they're not there. Because you're not the body, you're not the same as your name, you're not the same as your remembrance, you're different. There's a duality there. Okay, I think we're going to end. Oh, one lady here has a question, Mother Krishna Priya. Yeah, what's your question?
Well, my question is, like, we know that this is past time, that we know it's past time, and we think where it has happened, but at the same time, like, I always felt like there was certain, like, we gained certain lessons that, because we know actually, you know, Sita was feeling transcendental separation, and she acted out of emotion. But it's also a lesson for us that sometimes when we have emotion, then
actually, so just to give your question to the audience online, Krishnapriya asked that sometimes in an emotional state, can we actually do something that endangers us, is the question. Yes. Sometimes in an emotional state, we could do something against Krishna consciousness. Sometimes in an emotional state, we can give up our dharma. And we can endanger ourselves spiritually as well as materially. So that's an interesting lesson we learned from the Mayasita, who said to Lakshman, you know, basically, you just want me. And Lakshman was thinking clearly until he got accused by Sita Devi. He was thinking clearly because he was thinking and understanding that Ram cannot be hurt by anybody as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew Ram's superlative power. So I think we should end now. We've been on.
Gurudev, can I ask a quick question?
Okay, Nalini got you the question. Yeah, go ask it.
Should we not hear any other kathas if it is not from Valmiki Ramayana? Like you other day in one of the lectures, I remember you mentioned Srila Prabhupada said that there is a tinge of Mayavad philosophy in Tulsidas Ramayana as well, although he is a devotee of the Lord.
I think it's all right to hear these other kathas if we happen to find ourselves in a situation like that. It's just that we should examine things through the lens of the Valmiki Ramayana. We should know the Valmiki Ramayana well enough so we can understand, just like sometimes I may watch the Ramayana movie. You know, if I'm in an airplane, which I probably won't go on for a while, unfortunately, it's a great disaster, then I may watch the Ramayana just to pacify my mind. And yes. I'll watch it and I understand some of the things are not really what happened in the Valmiki Ramayana. And I'll just look at it through the lens of the Valmiki Ramayana.
Yes. Gurudev,
it's important we understand the Valmiki Ramayana because that's the authorized Ramayana, which has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. I mean, Srila Prabhupada said that is the authorized Ramayana. And Valmiki is the authorized writer, reciter of the Ramayana. Okay, on that happy note, we have to end.
Gurudev, this last, while chanting Maha Mantra, if I'm saying Ram and not saying Rama, does that mean I'm missing syllables?
No, it means you're probably chanting the way Prabhupada did. The at the end of Rama is very, very soft. It's Ram. Ram is the same. Okay. When Prabhupada would chant, he'd go, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, 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 Hari Hari. And the Ram, the A was very, very soft. So it's okay. I think Lord Ram will understand what you're saying. Okay, that's
thank
enough.
You,
okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, go.